The first time the national FFA president visited a farm, she didn't own a pair of boots. Bree's eyes met those of a farmer with her warm smile and her Converse planted firmly in the untilled soil beneath her. While some would say this seems to be a contradiction, others, like Bree, see this as the beauty found within agriculture, because these moments challenge what we think we know. They are a testimony of the multifaceted nature of this industry.
Bree has imparted on this organization that agriculture isn't an industry in which you are born, but one in which you are created. However, the cultivation of this thought was not only attributed through her own experiences, but each of yours as well. In her eyes, a farmer is not only a grower and tiller of the soil, but a community organizer, a change maker, and a trailblazer. She knows that the individuals who call the plains of the Midwest and the south side of Chicago home play an integral role in the future of our agriculture industry.
If there is one thing we know about Bree, it's that she shines. She has brightened the horizons of so many as a history maker, a friend, and as the 2017-2018 National FFA President. We give to you Brianna Holbert, as she is here to remind us, what do we know?
Get up on your feet if you got the feeling. Hey. Get up on your feet. People get liberated.
Let's see what you know about the following photos. What do we know about this photo? Now, if you know anything but adorable, you would be sadly mistaken. Look at those rolls. Oh, so cute. Okay, what do we know about this photo? This is how me and my dinner table be looking every holiday. Let me tell you something, okay? Okay, what about this photo? Me, the first day of my workout plan. Yes. Amazing. Chico State Gym. Hit it up all the time. Yeah. All right, what about this photo? That's me the second day of my workout plan. Usually as a result of the holiday dinner. All right, what about this one? That's easy. When we see this photo, we think hard work, grit. And even more simply, we know that this man, he's a farmer. All right, last photo. What do we know about this photo? What if I told you that this man in this photo is also, in fact, a farmer? Now, y'all, I wouldn't think so either. If the boat hat and sweatpants don't help you out, I'm sure the commemorative Tupac Goes On shirt is a dead giveaway that this dude couldn't be a farmer. But we couldn't be more mistaken. This man in this photo is, in fact, a successful farmer. So dedicated to farming that he left his prior job with a resignation letter stating the following. This is my resignation letter. I'm going out to change the world. Tim Lewis. Since Tim started his journey in agriculture, now, Tim doesn't have acres of land and a barn full of machinery in rural America. He simply has a few greenhouses, hoop barns, composting units, and educational displays riddling his farm in the heart of the metropolitan area of Cleveland, Ohio. Yeah. Along with maintaining the farm, Tim works daily to improve the streets of Cleveland by educating at-risk teenagers about gun violence. He even helped create this awesome comic book series called Brink City, Green in the Ghetto, preventing gun violence and promoting the agricultural industry to students of all ages. I think Tim said it best. I don't like knowing that I have to walk around, up and over, down this way, back this way, toward this road, to avoid someone that didn't and doesn't have the same opportunity as me. There's a gap in our society that needs to be filled. That gap can be filled by people. When we think of a farmer, we don't see Tim. Many of us see this. You know, we'd like to say that there's a difference between what we see and what we think. But you know, sometimes those two actions, they blend. Sometimes what we see dictates what we think. This leads us to make generalizations or label people we don't even know. And if we base our observations of people off of what we see, what do we know? Nothing. We just create gaps. So let's call it how it is. If we've ever tried to avoid a sketchy stranger on the bus, in a plane, or around our neighborhood, we've created a gap. If we've ever shut someone down because their opinion was thought to be too one-sided, or they just looked like someone that would say something like that, we've created a gap. If we've ever made a decision about someone based on how they look or a prior experience with a group or individual like-minded, we've created a gap. And it's not just one side, sitting in our corner completely disadvantaged by this gap. No. Whatever side you're on, a gap affects everyone's growth and prosperity. It's time to look at these gaps as less of a disadvantage and more of an opportunity to get to know, embrace those differences, and love who and what makes us different. And if any FFA member in this country, in this arena, and in this jacket wishes to make a better and brighter future for everyone in this country, including themselves, then we must understand the gaps we helped create. Now, my chosen dialect is English in the beautiful country of Japan. You guessed it, it's Japanese. Quite literally, when my national officer team and I went on a 10-day excursion of Japan, we had ourselves a language gap. But that didn't stop Erica and I as we piled into a small cube car with our host mom and sister and our team's excursion last spring. We started driving through the rural roads, speaking not a word to one another, and jamming out to what sounded like an anime soundtrack as we made our way to our new home for 2 days. As we went, I remember leaning over to Erica and saying something like, "Girl, we are literally in a foreign country with a family that doesn't speak English. This is gonna be so different." Little did we know, it would start to get a lot more interesting. When we arrived at the home, we went upstairs and laid our things out for the night. That's when we discovered our terrible mistake. Erica and I had left most of our stuff at the school, and my mind jumped to panic. My stuff is stolen, and my mom was gonna kill me, okay? Erica's cute quarter zip paired with my equally as fashionable black skirt would have worked for the night, but we needed to locate our things pronto. We tried calling, texting, but the only fast fix we could really think of at that hour was consulting our host family. So, with translator apps in hand, we ran downstairs to my sister, Akari-chan. Erica and I knew exactly what we wanted her to see. Okay, our stuff is stolen. Well, not stolen, let's backtrack, maybe not that. We left our bags at the school. Can we go get them? We lifted up our phone, and to our dismay, Akari-chan shook her head. She had no idea what we were talking about. Then she started typing something on her translator app. She lifted up her phone for a message that said, "Is this because you're hungry?" I tried holding back my frustration when Akari-chan types one last message on her translator app. "Try speaking with me." What we didn't know is that Akari-chan had learned English up to the fifth grade. So with a bunch of hand motions, words back and forth, and a pinch of translator apps, Akari-chan finally got our message. Later on that night, Mama Chan would be found rolling our baggage back in the home, and our family would commence to de-stress us with a bit of origami. If Erica and I would have known that Akari-chan had learned English up to the fifth grade, we would have realized that she knew a bit of English, and it would have made our lives a whole lot easier. But you know, we never really bothered to ask, under the assumption that we were in Japan, so they must only speak Japanese, right? Sometimes we create gaps for ourselves because we don't understand someone completely. We can't be okay with these gaps. We must know the gap. Knowing the gap is understanding what makes each group similar and what makes each group different. We can do this by turning our conversations in our head toward those that oppose us, so that way we know the truth about the opposition. Yeah, it's easier to have conversations about conversations, preach to the choir, to plan to meet about a meeting for a separate meeting about a topic that'll lead to another conversation within our own group because we know us and would never condemn us otherwise. But what does that lack of dialogue do for us? Really, what does it change? How does being stuck in our ways and stagnant in our lives prove to anyone that we're more right than they are? Is it so hard for us to imagine turning our conversations toward those that are different than us and start to know the gap? When I first met Tain at South Dakota's leadership camp, I immediately thought to myself, yo, this dude is completely different than me. I know the gap between us. There's no way we get along. And I was partially right. When Tain arrived to camp, he was wearing camo and boots. You want to know what I came to camp in? Sneakers and high-waisted shorts. So I immediately thought to myself, the area that this dude lives in is probably not conducive to hippies like me. Surprisingly, he saw past my getup and he befriended me. So tight, in fact, he wanted me to draw barbed wires on both of his biceps with a random ink pen. His urge to always have these particular tattoos freshened up throughout the week led me to assume that he was probably very strong in his beliefs. This intrigued me. Even though he took 110% of the opportunities to build a coalition of students, one-sided pinecone war, 120 students versus Bree, Tain was, he was something that grew on me. Trust me, I wanted to avoid the pinecones in any way possible, but I couldn't avoid my desire to get to know Tain's story. On one of the last days of camp, I finally built the courage to know the gap between Tain and I through a bit of dialogue. Surprisingly, he was all for this conversation as we made our way up the mountain towards Session Hall. We talked through a multitude of different topics to just really delve into who and why he was the way he was. We talked about his family, his love for the outdoors, his passion for getting tattoos in the future, his belief in being nice to everyone that's nice to you, and the one that caught me off guard a bit, his belief in the strength and mistreatment of the Confederacy during the Civil War. My mind wanted to jump to, oh, if I didn't know the gap between us before, I definitely know it now. But Tain just kept surprising me. I was fascinated by how this boy's energy simmered when he spoke, how eloquently he posed aside, how respectful he was to me as a listener. He explained that he felt as if the strong values of the Confederacy were disassembled and forgotten without a care of those defending it. He felt as if the strong morals and lifestyle of the Confederacy was one he could get behind, and he didn't want to forget about that. When we finally reached the top, he paused to take a deep breath. I didn't expect much more. Then he said, Bree, we couldn't be more different. I'm white and you're black. I'm in high school and you're in college. I'm very conservative, and you're probably more liberal-minded. But thanks for listening to me. A lot of people just kind of judge me for the way I think. When we reached the top, nothing changed on what I thought on the issue. But because of our conversation, I knew Tane for Tane. And Tane knew me for me. We learned to embrace the gap between us. Just because we get to know the gap between an opposing group doesn't mean that both sides need to compromise on their views. We don't have to change any of our beliefs. What we do change, what we must change, is how we embrace the gap. Embracing the gap is fully accepting and encouraging the differences between us so we can trust and build each other up. Throughout camp, Tane and I were still very different, but our friendship grew stronger because we learned to embrace the differences between us. As camp progressed, I understood that it was important for me to embrace the gap between Tane and I, because differing opinions might allow me a perspective that I never really considered. Trust can build, and we can walk away with a wealth of credible knowledge about the world we live in and build stronger bonds with the people around us. Is it so hard for us to imagine dropping our views to understand others? When will we choose to stop living in ignorance and start embracing the gaps we live with? Look around the arena. What do we know? Easy. We're all students, staff, FFA members. Awesome. Cool. Let me rephrase that. Look around the arena. What do we really know? Know this. There are gaps here. Men and women, rich and poor, urban and rural, consumer and farmer, conservative and liberal, agriculturalist and environmentalist, college-bound folks and career-bound folks, Republican and Democrat, American and immigrant, Christian, Catholic, Buddhist, Jewish, Muslim, Jehovah's Witness, Mormon and Hindu, religious and non-religious, straight, lesbian, gay, bi, transgender, questioning or allied, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, Pacific Islander, Native American, Indian, Somalian, Middle Eastern, or any other race making up the face of our country. It is time to be honest with yourself. Guess what? Guess what? We are all here under one roof, all united under one mission, wearing the same jacket. Everyone stand. Everyone in the audience stand. FFA members, take off your jacket for a moment. When outside this jacket, when standing alone from this organization, we are proud of the FFA. We represent the FFA. We know who we are in the FFA. But when we stand alone from this organization outside this jacket, are we proud of what we represent outwardly? The thing is, we can't know the gap, not even embrace the gap, if we don't first take the time to understand and acknowledge our differences. We must love who we are. Simply put, we must love the gap. Loving the gap is being able to accept our differences so we can trust and embrace others, so we can know and embrace the gaps between us. Some of the groups we fall into, we may have never had the choice to represent. Or maybe we did, but we're too afraid of how the world may perceive us to vocalize our beliefs. But by letting these things fester, We just continue the cycle of hate, misunderstanding, and mistreatment. We just create more gaps. We can do more than create gaps. We love the gap. FFA members, grab your jacket. Grab your jacket and hold it up. FFA members, when slipping on your left sleeve, remind yourself that there is always something left to know. Know the gap. When slipping on our right sleeve, remind yourself, hey, I may believe I'm right, but that doesn't mean that I can't stop and take the time to embrace the differences between us. Embrace the gap. When zipping up our jacket, this will help us to visualize what it looks like when two sides come together with all their differences in and out of the jacket. Love the gap. Know the gap, embrace the gap, and love the gap. Understand what makes them different to know the gap. Embrace the differences between us to embrace the gap. Understand and acknowledge your own differences to love the gap. Stretch your mind about what you really know, because really, what do you know if you don't take the time to know the gap, embrace the gap, and love the gap?